The ACLU recently revealed that they're investigating widespread inmate abuse in LA County prisons under the supervision of Sheriff Lee Baca. Baca responded last week by meeting with inmates, collecting their concerns, and beginning an internal investigation to look into their allegations. But Peter Eliasberg of the Southern California ACLU says Baca's latest investigation is nothing but a PR effort to cover up years of verbal harassment, beatings, and tasings.
So all of these things add up to not only a pattern of abuse, but a pattern of investigations that Inspector Clouseau wouldn't do. They were so poorly run, and so much designed not to get at the truth.
On the contrary, Baca says he hadn't looked into deputies on this scale because for years, he simply didn't know about physical abuse or unsanitary living conditions. He didn't even know how badly inmates needed soap or extra blankets.
I'm willing to learn the lessons. I'm willing to engage my department's deputies so they can learn the lessons. And the lessons aren't learned just by training and policy and supervision.
If Baca is trying to preserve political support, he's popular in South Los Angeles, promised Dr. Sandra Moore today. She chairs both Concerned Citizens for Fair Policing and the Citizens Advisory Board and hosted a press conference in Watts today.
So I just want the community to know he's not resigning. We won't allow it. He's not going anywhere. He'll be here. But we're going to work with him side by side. The ACLU could have the same opportunity.
Though the ACLU has demanded Baca's resignation, Moore's panel of about a dozen neighborhood organizations like hers pledged unflinching support for the sheriff. Rosalie Murphy, Annenberg Radio News.